We're going to talk women's gymnastics with head coach Jenny Hansen. An exciting weekend upcoming for the Golden Gophers as they are in another NCAA regional. And coach, good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's chat about this weekend. And I want to get a recap of the regular season as well. But you got to be excited for another appearance in the NCAAs. You have a nice thing going here.
Yeah. You know, I think our team is really peaking at the right time. We've had a great season so far. And it really, about the last month or so, we've just been getting better and better each and every weekend, which is exactly what you want to do this time of the year. But yeah, we're just proud of this group. How they continue to get better and the maturity of where we're at and the young women on the team. So just really excited about heading into this weekend.
What are your goals when you look at the competitions that stacks up for Friday night?
Well, you know, the regional competition's tough. You know, we look at all the teams that are there and there's some amazing teams that are there. The goal is always to keep moving on, you know, but pay attention to the things that we are in control of, because there's so many things that are outside of our control and we can't focus on. So really for us is to go in and do the routines just like we've been doing in practice the last few weeks. And we'll feel good about the results no matter what. But we do believe that if we do the routines like we've been doing, we've got the capability to keep moving on.
So Friday night is it's a two-night session. Each team gets a night, and then you need to advance on to hopefully the regional final, and then from there you can advance on to the nationals, as you have in recent years. Take us through that format and what a key is in going through that format to survive and advance, as they say, in tournament time.
Yeah, it's a super exciting format. You know, we moved to this format a few years ago, and I think it makes these meets ultra exciting. You know, at the parity of our sport has continued to get stronger and stronger, and that any team at these regional championships can move on through. And so that makes this format, I think, super exciting. You know, there's a lot of great teams day one, and, you know, to move on to day two is a big deal in itself. And then to keep moving forward to the national championships is a pretty amazing accomplishment.
You mentioned that you like where your team is as it's progressed through the year. What do you think? You mentioned the hard work, but what else has been the key? Has it just been they're getting comfortable, they're getting experience? What can you put your finger on from that standpoint?
I think a lot of different things have factored into that, but I think primarily, I think we had a little bit of a shift in our focus. I think we were really thinking about, I don't want to say the wrong things, but they were trying so hard to do it for one another. And I think that put a lot of pressure on each other. And so I think from now we've been able to take a step back, really focus on the things that we are in control of. And, you know, to be a little bit selfish, to be honest, and to do it for themselves, you know, because they are the ones doing the work and they're putting in that all the routines and the numbers. But I think that change of focus has helped them, just refocus them a little bit. And I think they go into meets a little bit less pressure and they can just focus on the things they can control. And since that's happened, we've done really well. You know, the last few meets, you know, we've gone above 197 the last few meets. And I think that change in focus has really helped our team. And that's what we want to carry with us going into this weekend.
And you've built, you know, a great base of, in terms of just a culture and in terms of a high expectation level with what you've accomplished here in recent years. How much did that factor into just in that the past success can drive you to future success?
Yeah, I think those expectations, they can help or they can hinder you depending on how you look at it. And I think, you know, it's helped our team in so many ways, and they know and what they're capable of. And they also know what it takes to get there. And so just making sure that our focus is in the right on the right things will help us keep going closer to those goals. But I think, you know, the things that we've done in the past have certainly helped us rise to being in contention every year to keep moving on.
You've had athletes certainly rise up to the occasion over the course of the season as well. And I think you had high expectations anyway for Maya Hooten, but it seemed like every time I was thumbing through on the weekend on my Twitter timeline, there was another 10 here, a 10 there, a floor exercise or what have you. What has she meant to the program, and tell us about her year a little bit?
Yeah, she's had a great season. You know, really what we'd had hoped for her this year. I think she continues to keep getting better each and every year. I know floor is always a standout event for her. Vault's been really consistent, but I think she's become our last person up on bars, our anchor on bars this year. And that was a big change for her. Normally she'd go up second or third in past years. And I think for her to see what she's capable of in that event was really big. And we needed someone new to step in that role. You know, we lost some pretty big time athletes for us in the past. So for her to step in that role and be comfortable in that role and also perform at the level she has been really important for our team this year.
And has that shown as some leadership that some others have now kind of, I don't want to say ridden her coattails because they're putting in the work as well, but it kind of inspires them to take it to the next level also? And if so, who are some of those athletes that have taken that step, do you think?
Yeah, I think for sure. You know, we've had, you know, losing the athletes that we had last year, they were really monumental in the routines that they brought, but also just what they brought to practices every day and the kinds of people that they were. And our team knew they had to step in and fill some of those gaps. And Maya did that, like I said, just especially on uneven bars. But then we've had some other athletes step in. I'd say Gianna Gertis has been one of those athletes for sure. She had been a three event athlete last year, but now she's been an all-arounder and she's been an all-arounder every meet. And she's done a great job, you know, and I think every one of those athletes that had to fill a spot found a way to get a little bit better than what they were last year. And that's really what we'd hope for them to do is just, we're not asking you to fill in and get those 995s right away, but just let's get better than what you were last year. And let's keep getting a little bit better throughout the season. And I think that's been the really exciting part is they're doing that, you know, and sometimes they're doing even more than what we thought we were expecting earlier in the year.
Going back to the regular season, another great year, and specifically with your home meets, again, the attendance and the interest. And, you know, and I don't want to downplay it in the sense that, you know, maybe 30 years ago, 35 years ago, it was we thought about gymnastics every 4 years when the Olympics were around. And how much and how rewarding has it been where you can see great crowds? And, again, I think the tournament is going to be on ABC again, right? Network TV, all that stuff. And, you know, college gymnastics. Is making a mark now.
Yeah, it is really exciting. You know, we always believe that we could be a sport that, you know, once someone saw it for the first time, they're kind of hooked. And I think that's what's happening. You know, we get these fans to come to our meets and they want to come back right away because they had such a great time. And, you know, for us, you know, we had our highest average attendance ever in school history. And we think that can keep growing. But it's that way all over the country. I think that's the exciting part too. It's like anybody that has a gymnastics program is seeing rises in their attendance. And, you know, it's on TV a whole lot more. You're getting the opportunity to see it. And I think if you put it out there, if you give us a chance, I think people will really respond and want to be a part of it.
How big of a factor now, too, can this be in the name, image, and likeness for your athletes, not just your athletes, but around the country as well?
You know, it's great exposure for sure. You know, I think we have some of the most wonderful young women that are great role models for young kids and for them to be able to get out there and get some of that exposure. And I think it's hard to find a better role model than these young women.
Yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about that. So the schedule Friday, you hope then to advance into the weekend and then eventually to Fort Worth for the Nationals, correct?
Correct. Yep. That is the ultimate goal.
Let's do it. All right. Well, hey, it's always great to catch up with you. Safe travels and good luck this weekend in Denver.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.